welcome to a deeper look in the book. This broadcast is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of studies out of the book of Numbers. So get close to your radio and listen now as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. takes a deeper look in the book.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Jesus' journey. The Christian life is not a bed of roses. None of us will make it to heaven on the flowery bed of ease, as the old folks say. But if you're going to make it to heaven, you're going to have to climb some high mountains and some rough roads. There's going to be some hills and some valleys, some ups and some downs, some curves and crooked places and straight places. So you're going to get a little bit of any and everything. In other words, becoming a Christian do not exempt you from bad things in life. All it does when you become a Christian, God just going to be with you as you're going through those bad things in life. So that's the difference between the Christian and the non-Christian. The non-Christian, he experienced bad things all by himself. But the Christian has God leading him, guiding him, and direct him on the journey. And so tonight we're looking at the children of Israel as they are journeying through the wilderness. And remember that once God saved the children of Israel, they didn't just go right from Egypt and went right into the promised land. They had to go through the what? They had to go through the what? They had to go through the wilderness. Why is that? Because God is preparing his people for blessings. You didn't hear what I said. God is preparing his people for blessings. See, so often when we start going through stuff, so often we have a bad attitude. But you need to have a good attitude. You know why? It's because God is using those trials to prepare you for blessings. See, it's just like this. If you give a child your car, let's say you just go ahead and you just buy a car and you just give it to the child. That child drive that car. After a year or two, that child may say, you know, I want another car and what have you. May kind of drive the car kind of reckless, may not even wind the windows up even though it's raining outside. Hello, somebody. But let them go and work for that car. It may take them a year, it may take them 2 years to get that car, then guess what they're going to do? They're going to really, as a matter of fact, they're going to be particular about that car. If somebody getting out that car and they ain't got the window, don't you see the clouds? Hello, somebody. See, one of the reasons we don't appreciate our blessings when we get them is because we didn't work that hard for them. But when you work hard for your blessings, you're going to take care of them blessings. Hello, somebody. I don't care if I did get this furniture at Goodwill. Huh? Salvation Army. It's mine. They didn't give it to me. I paid for it. Hello, somebody. And how many of you know, just off the record, that stuff ain't cheap down at the Salvation Army? Hello, somebody. Before I went down there and I was looking in there, I said, wait a minute, let me go back out here and check this sign. Because I thought I came into salvation. But man, hello somebody. Amen. Let's get into our lesson. All right. But so often we forget about God on our journey. And as we're going through these ups and downs in our journey, we forget about God. And when we forget about God, so often we say the wrong thing on the journey. As a matter of fact, when we look at our lesson today, we find out that God has to whip his children. He has to chasten his children. As a matter of fact, that's one of the signs that you know that you are truly a child of God. It's when you sin, you can't get away with it. See, if you can sin and it doesn't happen to you, if you can sin and you done got away with it, that's because you're not one of God's children. Because God whips his. Anybody know anything about God taking you to the woodshed? God whoops his children. Amen. Sooner or later, and most of the time it's sooner than later. Amen. And as a matter of fact, you can sin and then something bad happened to you before the week is over with. And as soon as something bad happened to you, what comes to your mind? Your sin. Amen. That's the first thing that comes to your mind is that, oh man. Because you don't nobody have to come and tell you that God is whooping you, that God is chasing you. You automatically know. As a matter of fact, you try to go and ask somebody to just so often get that guilt off your mind. Hello, somebody. I want you to see three incidents tonight of how God chastened his people. First of all, God chastened a complaining people. He chastened a complaining people. Look here at verse number 1 of chapter 11, 1 through 3. Excuse me. It says, now the people became like those who complain. No, the people became like those who, complain. Do you know you either becoming more godly or you are becoming like those that complain? See, we are in process. We had some shirts here at, by the way, when we was building this building here back in 2003. We got us some shirts and we had on the back of the shirts, under construction, under construction. Now we had a picture of the building under construction. But how many of you know that our lives are under construction? Yeah, all of us, matter of fact, all of us could wear a sign under construction. Amen. That's why you don't ever want to just fall out with anybody. Because you're falling out with somebody that's under construction. Hello, somebody. When this building was under construction, the parking lot was in a mess. I mean, paper was everywhere. It was muddy, boards everywhere, nails everywhere, shingles everywhere. I mean, supplies. I mean, it wasn't pretty at all. And a lot of times it would kind of hurt my feelings because we try to clean up a little bit before folks get here. And as soon as they get in, I say, why don't somebody clean up around here? And I said, oh, boy, just think if they would have saw it before we tried to clean up. Because all of us are under construction. Amen. Well, you ain't looking at no finished product yet. Amen. 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 And the Bible says here that the people became like those who complain of adversity in the hearing of the Lord. And when the Lord heard it, his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some of them on the outskirts of the camp. The people therefore cried out to Moses, and Moses prayed to the Lord, and the fire dried up. Somebody say, the fire dried up. And then the Bible says, so the name of that place was Terah, because the fire of the Lord burned among them. Now, a lot of times when we start complaining, we complain because we don't like our condition. Is that right? Tell the truth, somebody. And as a matter of fact, sometimes our condition is so bad, or we think it's so bad, that it just make us hot. I mean, make us so angry, and I would just burn it up. Just, I mean, have you ever just got so mad, just, oh, that just make me so mad, just burns me up? Have anybody ever said that? Tell the truth, come on, honesty is the best policy. Just burns me up. I didn't say who burnt you up, I'm just saying, have you ever said that? That just burns me up. Now, why they do something like that? Just burns me up. Do you realize God heard that? And do you know sometimes God said, now that just burns me up. You're burning up. I mean, just think what I got to put up with. Most times you got to put up with three or four people, one or two people in your life. God said, I got 2 million of y'all down there, 2 million folk, and y'all burning me up. And God showed it too. When he poured out his wrath. And do you see what God started with his wrath? God always starts most of the time on the ends. He's going to start at the top or the bottom. He's going to start on the inside. He's going to start at the outside. And what did he start this time? On the outside, working its way to the inside. And unless somebody is right with God and can talk to God, that fire would have just burned up the whole camp. See, God was giving them a chance to get right. That's why he started on the outside. He was giving them a chance to get right. See, even in the chastening of the Lord, God is giving you a chance to get right. Because even in your whipping, it ain't as bad as it could have been. Amen. 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 See, God whip you just like our parents whip us. And like mama used to whip us so hard. And then she say, shut up, boy. Shut up. Hush that fuss. And now they done beat at you to death. And she telling you to hush. And she didn't even want to hear a whimper. Yeah. Oh, I hit you again. Now dry it up. Hello, somebody, just like the scripture says, and the fire dried up. Mama said, dried up, dry that face up. Amen. Dry that face up. We want it to be dried up just like that. And you be wondering, now, Mama, why dried up just like that? You know, and Mama's mind say, you still living. Huh? It ain't as bad as it could have been. Boy, you made me so mad I could have killed you. Huh? Hello, somebody. Because I told you I was going to beat you to death, but you still living. Hello, somebody. Hey, so when you put it in that context, you can dry it on up. Amen. All right, now, notice here, so God chastening a complaining people. Everybody say complaining. All right, But it didn't stop there. God goes on a little bit further. And God chasing a lustful people. A lustful people. Look here at verse number 4. It says, and the rabbles, or some Bible says, and the mixed multitude who were among them had lustful desires or greedy desires. And also the sons of Israel wept again and said, who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish which we used to eat free in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the links, the onions, the garlic, but now our appetite is gone. There is nothing at all to look at except this old manna. Oh, we remember the good old days, how we used to eat over there in Egypt free. Somebody say, they just lying. They weren't eating over there free. They were slaves. Hello, somebody. And that was all they paid. For the most part, was just the food on their table and the clothes on their back. The master was just giving them the food on the table and the clothes on their back. And they talking about, oh, we remember our good old days. They was working. What they getting right now is free. The manna is free. But do you see how folks, they prefer to have worldly stuff over heavenly stuff, even though the heavenly stuff is free. See, when folks don't want to obey God, everything is flipped. They got a twisted mind. They don't see things correctly. Hello, somebody. Oh, my goodness. Them greedy people. The mixed multitude. That's why you got to watch the company that you around. Because whoever you're around is going to influence you. I say, whoever you're around, it's going to influence. If you around worldly people, that worldly conversation, sooner or later, it's going to start getting to you. See, don't fool yourself thinking that I can hang out with somebody who's really not a Christian and ain't going to church yet in your mind. They ain't going. See, most of us believe in this missionary thing. We're going to date somebody who's not a Christian. They're not going to church yet. Now I know, you know, right now, you know, they're not going to church, but they're going to go to church. You don't know your Bible. The Bible says bad company corrupts good morals. See, and you know that just like I know it. Your children can be good children, and all of a sudden you see their attitude change. And you wonder, now, what's going on? Why are they talking like that? Why are they wearing their pants all down here to the knees? You know, I mean, where this attitude here come from? And then all you got to do is just go to a ball game and see their friends, and you'll see them pack of wolves. Hello, somebody. You'll see that little sheep trying to fit in with the wolves. about to trip over his pants. Trying to be cool. Hello, somebody. You have to watch them greedy people. But look here. I want y'all to see this good. Because the Bible says, look what they tried to do with this manna. Now, the manna was like, of course, an aniseed, and the appearance was like bile. The people would go about, and listen to what they done to the manna. The people would go about and gather it. Somebody say, gather it. and grind it. Say grind it. Between the millstones, or beat it. Somebody say beat it. In the mortar and boil it. Somebody say boil it. In the pot and make cakes with it. And its taste was as the taste of cakes baked with all. You see what they tried to do? They tried to improve on perfection. Did you notice that? Now, I meant to bring a box of cornflakes with me. Because that's what manna was. It looked like sugar frosted flakes. Now, how you going to eat your sugar frosted flakes? Somebody tell me how you eat your sugar frosted flakes. I don't know really number two ways to eat sugar frosted flakes. You can eat them dry right out the box, you know. Amen. Amen. You know, you can eat them, you know, as an appetizer. You know, while you waiting on dinner, they'll be ready. Hello, somebody. Anybody know what I'm talking about? See, that's our appetizer. Amen. Have you a bowl of frosted flakes? Amen. Without the milk. You can put the milk on it. Now, what if you tried to boil frosted flakes? Huh? What if you, you know, put it in a pan and tried to bake you some frosted flakes? What if you try to fry you some frosted flakes? Because I remember when we was in Egypt, we had some fried chicken, so we could fry us some frosted flakes. Notice the Bible says they tried to do what to it? They tried to beat it, they tried to bake it, they tried to boil it. They tried all kind of ways. And the Bible says it just started tasting like cake with all. How many of you have ever tasted a cake or taste some biscuits and they put too much oil in it? Or too much oil or anything? What it's going to taste like? It's just greasy. How many of y'all ever was hungry for some fried chicken? And you couldn't help it. When you saw this fried chicken place, you said, you made you a U-turn, even though it says you don't supposed to make a U-turn. You made a U-turn and you went right up in there and you got you some of that fried chicken, even though you had to wait 15 minutes for them to fry you some chicken. And once you got home, you kind of was doubting because you saw the bag so greasy. But then once you bit into it, and then you thought it was juice at first coming out on your mouth, but it's grease. You feel like taking all that chicken back down there to the place, don't you? And say, I want my money. What? I want my money back. Because when something is too greasy, it make you sick. I see why they was complaining. It's because they tried to improve on perfection. You can't, how many of you know when God give you blessings, most of the time it's already, only thing you need to do is just accept it, say thank you. But whenever you start trying to change something that God done blessed you with, it don't work out.
Bread. Hello, somebody. I sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the Bible study that you have just heard in its entirety, please contact the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or you can visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. Again, that is BibleWayIrving.org. And come out and visit us on a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock where you can hear Dr. Wilbur go in depth into his Bible studies. Again, that is at 7 o'clock at 4215 North Greenview Drive in Irving, Texas. And always remember, bring a paper and a pen because we are going to take a deeper look in the book.